person and because of the speed we're shortages that it'll be. So Mitchell, I'm sure you want to mute yourself.
Similar match, I suppose, to last week.
Recording in progress.
You guys being, you know, on the front foot for most of it. What went differently in this one in terms of both chance creation and York having a few chances in their own?
Yeah, listen, York had a good goal on transition. You know, we know that that's their threat. And then hunkered in. But we told the boys to keep going. Ozzy's goal is a goal. It's every week we have a call. Mickey's thing's a penalty every single week. Every single week. So I'm trying to keep our guys focused on our play because we're playing. Things we're working on in the training ground are happening on the pitch. And I just hope that in round two of the games, the scales level up because I thought we were very good in a lot of our detail. And we should have had a goal and a penalty, but I'm not the official.
Round two of the games, you know, what are the biggest learnings that you take out of the first run through teams?
Yeah, listen, I do think we've got to keep more clean sheets. You know, last week we did it. We've made one defensive error today and got punished for it. I think that's it. But I said I can't fault the spirit of the lads. It's a very hot day and we kept going and we kept going. So, look, I think we've topped every single statistic in today's game. That shows the manner in which we're playing other than the one that's most important, and that's the scoreline. But I'm not going to change what we're doing in terms of how we want to play this game. We'll get more points playing that way than we will just sitting low and playing on the counter. That's not in our DNA.
Tom? Meyer Bevan, who scored a few goals this year, went sort of silent in this game. What do you think that is attributed to?
I think York defended very well. I mean, they sat very low. They were in numbers. They had double teams in every place. And, you know, we've got to get service to him. So every time we tried to get into the box, it was shut down. But he had a good chance in the first half. He probably should have shot it across the keeper versus near side. But he gives us so much. I think it's one of them. He'll score again.
Any other questions in the room before we jump to Zoom, Robin?
Well, before this, the game you played, there was a League One game, Vaughan and Woodbridge. I just wanted to see with League One Canada, they're trying not to have me say League One Ontario anymore, it's going to be Canada. Yeah. How is, like, Alberta's getting organized with some kind of tournament? How will that help you? I guess bringing more, like, Alberta local guys rather than having, you know, so much Ontario players in your team.
It's strengthened our pyramid, Robin. I think it's a great thing for the country. You know, I'm a big believer in developing young players, and I think it's the bridge that kind of fits between academy football and university football and professional football. So I think it's a really good bridge. You know, we've taken players out of it. You know, we signed Ethan Beckford, who had a good year out of League One Ontario. We've got an under-21 team, a very young team in the Alberta iteration. So it's nice. I've been out to a game or two, and I want to see it keep growing. So I think it's a terrific thing for the country.
Great. Any other questions in the room before we jump to Zoom? A couple of questions there.
Sure.
A couple of questions on Zoom and over to that portion right now. I'm sorry, there's definitely one hand raised.
Yeah,
I'm not sure your name.
Todd, that's you.
Hey, coach, how you doing?
Yeah, it's tough pill to swallow, Todd, but a very good performance that we've got to keep leaning into.
I got to tell you, I agree wholeheartedly on the officiating and the fact that you guys had great plays on the pitch. Maybe one or two efforts there, however, that the guys maybe thought a little too long on. Cantavia, a couple there where, you know, he's charging the net, doesn't know what to do. It seemed like maybe there was a little bit of that today, too.
Yeah, possibly. Possibly. Like I said, it's hard because it's happening every single week with some contentious calls. And like I said, it's tough for me to keep talking to these young men about just believe in yourself, believe in the system we're trying to play. They will eventually go our way when it keeps happening. Like, that's the hard thing. And I know I'll probably get into trouble for saying it, but it keeps happening. And this is their league. This is our system. We should have six more points on the board from it. It's decisions every single week. So I'm going to refrain from saying that any more on that port, but we're playing the way I want this football club to play. We're playing through the thirds. We're creating chances. And I said the one where Ali Mushi's timed his run brilliantly and cut it back to Jose is 2 yards onside. And that's the stuff that we're working on in training. So, yeah, we just got to keep going. We've got to try and control what we can control because it's a terrific football team here. And sometimes, you know, a little bit of these will only foster the fire a little bit more for the boys.
Kind of spoils Marco's historic day.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame because he's had to make a couple of good saves later on when we're, you know, gung-ho a little bit. But that's him. But, you know, he'll have more games in the future and he'll have more clean sheets in the future. That I'm sure of.
And just one more quickly. Arabin Pebble in the EPL. How about that?
Yeah, do you know, and that's like this time last year he was here and he scored the winner. And that's how fast football can make. And this is a great opportunity. And he's an example of it, as is Victor Latore, as is, you know, Dominic Sator, as Mo Farsi, Joel Waterman's, all these guys that have been through our club. You know, this, there's always eyes on this league. And that's what's good about it. So, you know, we wish him the best of luck. And hopefully he has a really good off season and can start trying to get closer to the first team.
Beauty. Thanks, coach.
Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Todd. Any other questions on Zoom? I can't see any. So...
okay. All right, thank you. Yeah, no worries. Cheers, everyone. Thanks.
Okay, guys, we'll start with questions in the room for Marco. Mitchell, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, I guess, Marco, similar assessment from you. I guess everything, you guys did just about everything right except put the ball in the net.
Yeah, of course we're frustrated, we're disappointed. You know, it obviously is challenging when some decisions don't go your way, but you know, ultimately I think as a team we look at that and we know if we continue to do those right things, those things will start to go our way. We can't change the outcome now. I think if we look over the last few games, we've had really great performances with moments that haven't gone away again, and some of that is 100% in our control and we need to be better there. And the others, we just have to put our head down and continue working. I think we'll be fine.
And Tommy mentioned, you know, you guys wanting to keep more clean sheets going forward. Obviously, team effort overall on those. What are you seeing from back there that needs to maybe be sharpened up a little bit?
Again, it's just moments. I think collectively we've had, you know, 95% games, right? And obviously as a goalkeeper, clean sheets are everything. I want to keep a clean sheet every time I'm out there. And there's things that we absolutely need to be better at. And we look over the course of my time with Cavalry, we've kept a lot of clean sheets and games are won on fine margins. And you know, today, again, there's a moment where we lapse in concentration, we get broken down, and it hurts us. So. Yeah, that'll absolutely be a goal going forward. It always is. But now I think if we get that right, then, you know, again, we'll get more of those results where we need to grind it out.
Thank you. Any other questions for Marco?
Well, this is your 100th game, and I don't know, ask you how you feel about it. But also just before this league got started, and, you know, Canada's, or at least the province I live in, has had so many leagues, star. Yeah. Did you think that, you know, hey, 5 years, this thing, you know, we're going to make a run at this?
It's a bit surreal. You look back, I mean, obviously there were a couple of years in there that were challenging for everybody through the pandemic. But, you know, I'm a benefactor of what this league was designed to do, to give Canadian players opportunities. And to look back over 100 games with Cavalry is a tremendous honor for me. It's been... a turning point in my professional career, and I'm grateful for it. Now, my job is, obviously, I still have aspirations and goals. I want to keep pushing. I want to perform well, but carry the torch forward for the next generation. This is what this is about. This is going to improve the game going forward, and again, I'm grateful that I've had the opportunity to play 100 games in this league.
Thank you. Okay. Any other questions in the room before we jump to
Todd, I'm sure you might have a question or two for Marco.
I do. I just wanted to congratulate you, Marco, on your 100th. Was the fact that Nico kind of takes it away from you a little bit of a you know, former understudy, kind of that guy out there that you were helping to mentor. He kind of takes that away from you today.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, thank you. At the end of the day, we came here to win and we didn't. Obviously a clean sheet would have been fantastic, but again, that's something you always want to do. Credit to Nico, he played quite well and we have a great relationship. But at the end of the day, I mean, the important thing was to come here and get a result. It didn't go our way. There's a variety of reasons why that didn't happen. To make my 100th appearance is, again, a great honor. But now we just shake it off, and the focus goes to Forge next weekend.
All right. Safe travels home.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, Todd. Don't see any other hands in the air. So, Marco.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Guys, we'll be back with Tass and Nashi just in a few moments.